ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 47 Apapeshu sabriteshu palina pafabudina papam kritam tabhagavan sarvatmakshantum arhati apapeshu sabriteshu palina pafabudina papam kritam tabhagavan Sarvatna santim arhati apapeshu sabriteshu balina pakfabudina papam kritam tad bhavavan sarvatma santim arhasi Hare Krishna. So we'll do word for word. Apapeshu unto one who is completely free from all sins. Swabritiyeshu, unto one who is subordinate and deserves to be protected. Balina, by a child. Apakva, who is immature. Budhina, by intelligence. Papam, sinful act. Kritam, has been done. Tat Bhagavan, therefore the personality of Godhead. Sarva Atma, who is all-pervading. Shantum, just to pardon. Arhati, deserved. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Then the Rishi prayed to the all-pervading personality of Godhead to pardon his immature boy who had no intelligence and who committed the great sin of cursing a person who was completely free from all sins, who was subordinate and who deserved to be protected. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is responsible for his own action, either pious or sinful. Rishi Shamika could foresee that his son had committed a great sin by cursing Maharaj Parikshit, who deserved to be protected by the Brahmanas, for he was a pious ruler and completely free from all sins because of his being a first-class devotee of the Lord. When an offense is done unto the devotee of the Lord, it is very difficult to overcome the reaction. The Brahmanas, being at the head of the social orders, are meant to give protection to their subordinates and not to curse them. There are occasions when a Brahmana may furiously curse a subordinate Kshatriya or Vaishya, etc. But in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, there were no grounds, as already explained. The foolish boy had done it out of sheer vanity in being a Brahmana's son, and thus he became liable to be punished by the law of God. The Lord never forgives a person who condemns his pure devotee. Therefore, by cursing a king, the foolish Sringi had committed not only a sin, but also the greatest offense. Therefore, the Rishi could foresee that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead could save his boy from his sinful act. He therefore directly prayed for pardon from the Supreme Lord, who alone can undo a thing which is impossible to change. The appeal was made in the name of the foolish boy who had developed no intelligence at all. A question may be raised herein that since it was the desire of the Lord that Parikshit Maharaj be put into that awkward position so that he might be delivered from material existence, then why was a Brahmana's son made responsible for this offensive act? The answer is that the offensive act was performed by a child only, so that he could be excused very easily, and thus the prayer of the father was accepted. But if the question is raised why the Brahmana community as a whole was made responsible for allowing Kali into the world affairs, the answer is given in the Varaha Purana that the demons who acted inimically towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead but were not killed by the Lord were allowed to take birth in the families of Brahmanas to take advantage of the age of Kali. The all-merciful Lord gave them a chance to have their birth in the families of pious Brahmanas so that they could progress towards salvation. But the demons, instead of utilizing the good opportunity, misused the Brahminical culture due to being puffed up by vanity in becoming Brahmanas. The typical example is the son of Shyamika Rishi. And all the foolish sons of Brahmanas are warned hereby not to become as foolish as Sringi, and to be always on guard against the demoniac qualities which they had in their previous birth. The foolish boy was of course excused by the Lord, but others who may not have a father like Shyamika Rishi will be put into great difficulty if they misuse the advantages obtained by birth in a Brahmana family. Om Agnati Virandasya Jnana Gnashalakaya Chakshu Umritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaisavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sankajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Shcha He Krishna Kruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramani Hari Priye Vanchaka Patru Vishcha Kripa Sundhivya Eva Chapatita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivachari Kaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Praschati Adishacharini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachishe Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himadya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the English translation again. Then the Rishi prayed to the all-pervading personality of Godhead to pardon his immature boy who had no intelligence and who committed the great sin of cursing a person who was completely free from all sins and who was subordinate and who deserved to be protected. So, in this particular text here, a lot really has happened with Shyamakrishi's son. And now, the father is trying out of love for his son and also the realization of the seriousness of the offense that had been committed. He's now praying after explaining to his son the extent of a mistake that he had committed, just out of vanity, just out of pride. In the earlier texts, it said that the problem is now on top of all of Brahmanas. The Brahmana community is affected by what this child, the son of a Brahmana, had done. And Shyamakrishi explained that we've all been bereft of a wonderful situation of the rulership of Maharaj Parikshit. We as Brahmanas, but actually the whole planet had been affected because he was emperor of the planet. Therefore, the Brahmanas had lost a good leader who would follow the instructions of Brahmanas. The Kshatriyas, well, he was the best of the Kshatriyas. They've lost him also. And the rest are protected by the king, the emperor, which means the Vaishyas are lost out and the Shudras are lost out. The whole planet had lost a wonderful king. By the way, Shingi approached this whole situation of his father being garlanded with a dead snake, using such vanity and overreacting to the situation. It's a lesson for us too, but sometimes we tend to overreact when it comes to family members. Sometimes it's a huge exception. And sometimes even things that we need to do, if a family member situation comes in, that we tend to not even take devotional service seriously as we should. Devotional service is our life. It is our life. So we shouldn't choose material activity over spiritual activity, because that's telling the transcendental system, the Lord's devotees, that we're not so serious about Krishna consciousness. And that translates to, we don't want to go home just yet. We found something in the material energy, a relationship that's so important. But we've already been told that families are formed just like twigs in a river that's flowing. And because of the current of the river, the sum of the twigs come together. And sometimes they separate. They come together, they separate. They come together, they separate. So in our previous life, we were with a particular family. Some of the members of our current family may not have been members of our previous family. Some may be there, some may not be. This is all done by the Lord's agents responsible for the material world and the things that happen here. So we should take everything that is spiritual, the activities that we're supposed to perform, as a life or death situation. Because we want to be successful in this life. Success means Krishna is so happy with us, Guru is so happy with us, that when the time comes for us to leave this body, and everybody will quit this body, their body, that Krishna is happy to say, come home and not take another physical body and see what real happiness is. Because we have been sitting in this material world and trying to counteract the troubles that the material world gives us, and we call that happiness. See, the Prabhupada has explained so many times with so many examples. So we really are not in a happy situation. We are in jail, and jail will not give you a happy situation. We just think that we're okay. But having said all of that, there is happiness. But that happiness comes from serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotional service is very, very enjoyable. And it is very, very necessary for us to put in all the determination we can to serve. And think of more ways to serve. In quantity as well as quality. And that's where the happiness will come. Material energy is not going to give us real happiness. It starts like, it seems like it's wonderful, then it disappoints. It tastes nice in the beginning and it's bitter in the end. That is from the Shastra. But even for where I come from, in Ghana, there is a proverb that says, everything that's nice, something bitter is attached to it. This is how, this is a translation of, it's from my language, the language I was born with. That's exactly what they say. And so many, tell you a little bit about it. So in Ghana, this transportation, they have these trucks and they have the, you know, buses, small buses, vans that transport people. They just do business like that. And every one of them has some saying on the front of it or the back, on the top, front or back. So you see things like man proposes, God disposes. A lot of more goodness type statements. We won't last long in this world. And they put it this way. 6 feet of land is there for you. In other words, you're going to be buried soon. Life doesn't last. So same way, the body also has to be aware of this and take advantage of the wonderful opportunity that we have, that we are in human bodies. Xing Yin's situation was unfortunate, lamentable. His father saw it, and he saw that situations should really be dealt with and dealt with as soon as possible. Now, there are underlying situations why this whole thing played out. And we know it's the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. He wanted Maharaj Pariksit to return, not spend too much time here on earth in Kali Yuga. So this was set up, but still, even while the Lord has set up things to happen in a certain way, we always have opportunities to learn from it. So Srila Prabhupada said, everybody is responsible for its own action. So let me stop the sharing now. Everybody is responsible for their own action. Pious or sinful. This is a fact. If you act piously, there's a chance that you'll be elevated to the heavenly planets. If you act pious and devotionally, there's a chance that you'll go back home. If you act sinful, or if we act, anyone acts sinfully, there's a chance that we won't get a human body next life. And Srila Prabhupada says, once a person loses the human body, it can take millions of years to get another body that's human. So we have to be very, very careful to take advantage of the situation we're in now and also extend the mercy that Guru and Gauranga have given us. Extend the mercy by trying very hard to get others to also start their path, the royal path of devotion back home. So, yes, Maharaj Pariksit deserved to be protected by the Brahmanas. There's a point here that you might think, oh, but what do you mean protected by the Brahmanas? The Maharaj Pariksit is a Kshatriya, and the Kshatriya is the one that protects the citizens. So that's, why is it that Maharaj Pariksit is being told that that's the one to be protected by the Brahmanas? The reason is that the guidance that comes from the Brahmanas, they help the king to govern or to rule properly. It's very, very, very important. And that is why Bhishma was given the opportunity, arranged by Krishna, to tell Maharaj Yudhishthira how to rule. So if a person is giving advice to someone else, good advice, like the Brahmanas are supposed to give the Kshatriyas, that puts the Kshatriyas in the better frame of mind, and again, that is a situation that also helps to keep Maya out of the lives of the rulers, the Rajarishis. And in that case, from that point, we can conclude then that good rulership will prevail. So basically, we're not talking about protecting, or the Brahmanas protecting the Kshatriyas by regular weapons. But this is the weapons of words that are good for the Kshatriyas. Words of wisdom, words of advice. Brahmanas do that. So that's what is supposed to be done by Brahmanas for Kshatriyas. But the exact opposite was done. On top of that, Maharaj Parikshit is the devotee of the Lord. And so Srila Prabhupada explains, when an offense is done to the devotee of the Lord, it's very, very difficult to overcome the reaction. A devotee is supposed to be forgiving. When an offense is done to a devotee, the devotee shouldn't take it so seriously. But because he's a devotee of the Lord, Krishna takes that offense seriously. Even when the pure devotee, according to what's been explained to me, even when the devotee asks for pardon, forgive him, Krishna will forgive, but Krishna will chastise first and then forgive. And the way that works is because, you know, Krishna would do that in order to remind the person that's the offender that you do not mess with my pure devotee like that. So at the very least, Krishna will slap your wrist. In this case, of course, Shingi, you know, was pardoned because, one, his father asked for pardon, and two, part of the whole unfoldment of this unfortunate situation was the plan of the Lord anyway. So in that case, he may or he may not, depending on, you know, he may not react to the Lord. The Lord himself will deal with it based on the way he wants to deal with it. And now it's been made clear to us that he wanted Maharaj Parikshit back home. So, Srila Prabhupada says the brahmanas, they are the head of the social orders, and they are meant to give protection to all. Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, good advice to the Kshatriyas, not curse the Kshatriyas. But there are situations where brahmanas can and have cursed Kshatriyas. In the case of Maharaj Veena, King Veena, who was the son of Maharaj Anga, he was actually killed by mantras from the brahmanas. Why? Because he was such a rogue mentally. Maharaj Anga was a father. He was so embarrassed about King Veena, about his son Veena. At the time he was a prince. Maharaj Anga was the ruler, also Raja Rishi, coming from a wonderful line. The citizens were happy, but Veena, even as a little boy, was very troublesome. Demonic mind, even situations he had friends, and he liked to just fight with them. Like they think they fight like kids fight, no play kind of fight. But he actually had murdered a friend through the fighting. So he was like that. And when Maharaj Anga was so frustrated about what was happening with his son, and it was also very embarrassing for him, he thought, why should I even keep on with the same situation? I'm going to just retire and go. But he also knew that the citizens would be unhappy to see him go. So he left in the middle of the night. He left the kingdom. Next morning, there was no Maharaj Anga. There was no ruler. He was gone. He was gone to the forest to just finish his vanaprastha situation and depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve him fully. So because there was nobody at that time, it became an emergency. Then even though people knew the character of Maharaj Veena, he was put on there as the king. And then he started all of these problems. Because, you know, he was so vain, just like Shingi was vain, Veena was also vain. And he stopped the sacrifices by the brahmanas. He actually made a decree to stop it. And so, we don't do sacrifice, demigods don't supply anything. And so the brahmanas first met Maharaj Veena and explained to him that this can't go on like that. Maharaj Veena told him that he was the Supreme Personality and that everybody was to obey him and his law was it. And so, well, that was the last straw. And so then the brahmanas chanted mantras and caused Veena to die. That was a situation where everybody was going to starve. Because the demigods were not going to supply the necessities. And the brahmanas could not do what they were supposed to do. Yagyas. So Veena was actually troublesome in that way. The only thing that was good about Veena was that he was so vicious that the rogues and thieves dared not come out, because that's, you plunder something and Veena already likes to kill, so you just give him a chance to get rid of you. So the rogues, they were afraid. And so when Veena was killed, then the thieves and the rogues, they said, there's nobody now. And the brahmanas don't like to get on there because that's not their function. And so they came out and tried to plunder. So many situations, negative situations that the thieves and the rogues brought. So the brahmanas went on and churned Maharaj Veena's body, removed all the impurities. It came when it's all in the fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. The impurities came out in a personality called Bahuka. And then the brahmanas churned his body more. Body would be purified, which is Veena's body. And out came Prithu Maharaj and his wife Archie. And then things were done correctly in terms of dealing with supplies, from the earth. And things ended up very, very well. And the Vanashram system was again established, and it worked well. But that time, it was in fact necessary for the brahmanas, someone, to get rid of King Veena. Nobody could defeat him. So then the brahmanas got rid of him that way. But this case, the foolish boy, Shingi, had done it. Cursed Maharaj, as Vishagarabhupulai said, literally, he set up a date for assassination over the head of the planet. So, the Lord will not forgive a person who condemns his pure devotee. We have to be very careful about that. The only thing that now is a break, in a sense, given to us in Kali Yuga, is if you think negative things, you may be forgiven, because the atmosphere is so polluted now. And thoughts affect everyone. But if you begin to speak about it, negative things, criticize and so on, now you're liable. So for a pure devotee, we have to be careful. Now, how do we know this person is pure or on the way to purity? The answer is we don't know. And so since we don't know, it's best not to put ourselves in a situation of offending a devotee. Some may be pure. They don't wear badges and tell you. You may assume that they're sannyasis. We may assume that the gurus are pure. But all the devotees are not gurus. And some of them are certainly pure. And they don't announce that they're pure. So how do you know? So just don't offend anyone. Vaishnava Aparad comes with a price that you wouldn't like. You can't go back home. With Vaishnava Aparad, we ruin our own devotional kripa. So, Srila Prabhupada brought a couple of questions up. It was the desire of the Lord that Parikshit Maharaj had to be put in that awkward situation so that he might be delivered from material existence. And if that's the case, then why was a brahmana's son made responsible for this offensive act? And Srila Prabhupada answers it that because it was performed by a child, it could be excused very easily. That's why Krishna did not set up a situation where the offense or the way in which Parikshit Maharaj would leave would involve a grown, enlightened brahmana or somebody who could be blamed, not immaturity used, but could be blamed fully for that offense. But this was a child, so it's like, all right, it's the child, what do they know? Therefore, they can be excused. That's why Sringi was used as part of Krishna's plan to have Maharaj Parikshit go back to Godhead. Now, then the second question was, the Brahmin community as a whole was made responsible. Because after Maharaj Parikshit left, then, you know, Kali Yuga came full force. So the Brahmin community was made responsible, even though it was just one Brahmana and his son that were involved in this whole idea of the offense to Maharaj Parikshit. And Srila Prabhupada says, the Varaha Purana says that the demons who acted in a negative way towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now remember, the demons are also from the Lord. Everybody is from the Lord. People choose to obey His laws, some people don't. Those who are obedient to the Lord's Lord, they have demigod qualities. Those who act inimically or negatively, they are demoniac. So there was a situation where the demons could have been killed, but the Lord pardoned them and allowed them to take birth in the families of Brahmanas to take advantage to the age of this age of Kali. The Lord's plan was, of course, you still have your free will, but if you're born in a Brahmana family, the idea is that you could be coached properly about Brahminical qualities, moral goodness qualities, so you become a better person. But that's not what happened. And in fact, this is, it's stretched all the way up to today. The way it is today. We'll talk about it. As time permits, and my guru and, Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga guides me. Or they guide me. The Lord showed them mercy for these demons, allowing them to take birth in the family of pious Brahmanas. Then they could also learn from these Brahmanas and progress towards going back to Godhead. But the good opportunity was squandered and misused. And so the Brahminical culture became puffed up, which means Sringi was also a soul on that line of taking birth in Shankarishi's family to be corrected from negative ways from a previous life. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is implying. No wonder he did what he did. But anyway, previous life does not mean, okay, I'm a demon in previous life, therefore I have to be a demon this life. No, where you were born, you have to learn. You always have the free will and the opportunity to clean up. Just like many of us were fallen souls, but when we came to Srila Prabhupada, it's now cleaning up. And he said so many times, the disciples I started with, the people I started with, they went into all kinds of things against regulated principles. They were in taking intoxications, were involved in illicit sex, they were just not clean, so many things. But when Srila Prabhupada awakened the Krishna consciousness that's in everybody's heart, some of them decided to change. Through their own free will, they joined Srila Prabhupada and grew up and got initiated, grew up spiritually with them. So yes, the demons were given the opportunity, but they can change if they want to. They were put in a wonderful Brahminical family. So, one, don't offend devotees. That's the first of the 10 offenses. Blaspheming devotees for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Don't offend devotees. Not just pure devotees. Don't offend devotees, period. So, that's one. And then, what has happened from this situation that's been described by Srila Prabhupada? It's also in the purport. Srila Prabhupada describes it in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 21, text 40. The spiritual master, we're going to talk about a good brahmana. The spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master, is the best brahmana. So in this age of Kali, it's very difficult to know and to render service to some brahmanas. And we'll talk about those particular brahmanas. So in the Varaha Purana, the Srila Prabhupada says, the demons are taking advantage of Kali Yuga. They took birth in Brahmana families allowed by Krishna. Rakshasa Kalim Ashita Jayanti Brahma Yunisu. Who are these people who call themselves Brahmanas? They are the caste Brahmanas. And if you know what's been going on with the caste Brahmanas and caste Goswamis, they take advantage of the Shastra, they take advantage of the innocence of the people in general, and they claim to be Brahmanas, and even claim to be Vaishnavas by hereditary. Means, I was born in this, my father's a Brahmana, therefore I am a Brahmana, therefore I have to be treated like a Brahmana, and everything I see. No. Srila Prabhupada says, we won't derive any benefit by rendering service to those false Brahmanas. So we should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That is why he himself set up his khan in such a way that we will get training from bona fide spiritual masters. And we also get an opportunity to render service to them. Tat vidhi paripatena paripashnena sevaya. Approach a spiritual master, inquire submissively, and also render service. And that way, as neophytes, we will slowly be helped in the right direction spiritually, so that we can be progressing steadily. So, interestingly enough, there's a book by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the 10th chapter of Jaiva Dharma. This situation comes, he also repeats that the Varaha Purana says, demons are taking advantage of Kali Yuga and they've taken birth in Brahmana families. He repeated the same point. There was in this book, you know, back and forth conversation about the caste Brahmanas and, you know, them, smarter Brahmanas, all of that. They have a demonic connection in previous lives and now they're in here. So that is a warning to us that we should stay the course set by Srila Prabhupada. And it also means that ISKCON is always looking to make sure that things that are controversial are dealt with and that the society is not affected in a negative way. That's everybody. You do something that's not right, there are departments in ISKCON that would deal with that situation, from sannyasis all the way down. That way, that everybody that is in a leadership position, from medical position, guru position, everybody is checked, so that we don't commit offenses that would weaken the society. So we know now that the caste Goswamis were in fact ones who had demonic previous lives, and now Krishna trying to do best for them by allowing them to take birth in the Brahmana family. Some of those, we wouldn't say all of them, some of those had taken undue advantage of it, and they are, you know, trying to cause problems, particularly in all the different sampradayas that are there. These smarter brahmanas and caste Goswamis, and they cause a lot of problems. But if we stay with ISKCON and the spiritual masters that are in ISKCON that follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we will not go wrong. So that's a warning to us, and now we know why Sringi came into Shyamakirishi's family and how this whole episode unfolded. But we got the, you know, that's there. We got the benefit of it. Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit in that 7 days of being cursed to die. Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, and We've gotten the advantage of now reading it and hearing it along with Srila Prabhupada's commentaries too. So in one sense, we're fortunate. And Maharaj Pariksit is fortunate. He's going back to the spiritual world. And maybe Srini, well, he cried loudly, you know, when he realized his mistake, so maybe he learned from it. And Shyamakirishi did the right thing, being protective of his son out of love for him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So thank you, devotees, for allowing me to do the service. Please unmute yourself if you want to share realizations, ask questions, or whatever else that you want to talk about spiritually. Please unmute yourself. Hare Krishna. If we associate with devotees, in other words, I know, how can we be attentive and not put ourselves in a situation where we become offensive? We associate with devotees who are fixed up. You watch their activities, and sometimes they even warn if they want to stay away from offenses. The association, good association, will keep us from offenses. Good association, good senior association, will keep us from offenses. And that shelter that devotees give us is so critical. We say association, but actually it's deeper than that. There's shelter. You come under the association of devotees, you are also under the shelter of the holy name, because they chant. And chanting purifies. And through the purification, and also from hearing about this, you get warned. Spiritual life is about not hearing to just hear. Spiritual life is hearing spiritual do's and don'ts, and putting it as part of your life, living it like that. So just like when we were little, and the parents says, don't do this, do that, don't do this, and some of them were serious warnings that they gave, and we obeyed, we should take offenses also as a very serious warning, that it does not matter even if we obey the regulatory principles and tend our rounds. If you offend a devotee, you're not going back to Godhead. It's that serious. If we keep this offensive attitude, Krishna would not allow a person who is offensive to come into the association of wonderful, blissful entities in the spiritual world and bring this whole offensive nature there. That will not be allowed, because they don't live like that. Just that the four Kumaras told Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers, that we won't allow you, when they said, we won't allow you to go, and they were angry. And then the four Kumaras says, this is not a behavior in the spiritual world. If you are in the spiritual world, you're not supposed to behave like that. This is stuff that's done in the material world. So go to the material world then if you're going to be like that. So yeah, offenses, that's not allowed for the body in the spiritual world. So you won't be in the spiritual world. To go there is by invitation. You have to earn the mercy of the Lord to go there. And offenses is Sunya Radha. Radha takes, Radha is the mother of devotion. Takes her whole focus off of a devotee that is sinful. A devotee that's offensive, especially to other devotees. So, we should take that as a warning. That if we're being offensive, we're speaking negatively of people, that's a red flag. If negative things come in our minds, that should be a red flag right there. I am sabotaging my own spiritual life, so I better stop thinking that way. You should go into the thought and not beyond the thought to speaking or even doing things that are negative. Then we can be protected. Very good question. Hare Krishna. I have been around brahmanas who are not smarter brahmanas. Be careful of those who are brahmanas and are offensive. You know, especially those who go against what Srila Prabhupada set for us to do. That is a red flag right there. You get to know that. I'm looking, it looks like Mother Gita, I was going to ask her to add more to it, but it doesn't look like she's on right now. At least from the list that I've seen here, the participants, she's not on. If a person is in a Brahminical vana, and they're speaking against what Srila Prabhupada said to do, chances are very high they're smarter brahmanas. Chances are very high that they are. So it's by the action, because just like brahmanas don't wear badges to say that I'm a brahmana, smarter brahmanas don't wear any badges either to say that they are smarter brahmanas. But what they say would be against the do's and don'ts set up by Srila Prabhupada. Then you would suspect highly that they are in that situation. Or somebody that says that, well, you're brahmana because you're born into a brahmana family, you're automatically a brahmana. That's also another red flag there, that he, most likely that person is a smart brahmana. Hare Krishna. Just be careful to stay with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. He's given us so much mercy. We are chanting 16 rounds instead of 64 rounds, and I remind myself all the time to go back to the spiritual world doing one quarter of what the devotee is supposed to chant in japa as a minimum. It's a huge, huge, huge mercy. 25% will not, 25 out of 100%, 16 out of 64 rounds, 25% in many institutions will not qualify anyone to do whatever they want to do. You'll be considered a failure. So, looks like this one. The chat, and I'll read that. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, also they are more prone to Niyam Agra. They are less tolerant. They are less tolerant. Okay. If you can unmute yourself and add more to it, that would be nice if you can. But if you're in a situation you can't, then, you know, I understand. That is true. Thank you for adding to it. Yes, they are less tolerant. Now that I think back on how things have happened when sometimes smarter brahmanas have tried to influence things in ISKCON, they're definitely that show of lack of tolerance that came through. That's true. And yeah, then they also just are insistent on obeying the laws and regulations, but not the spirit of it. Not the spirit of it. Why we do what we do. They could not, yeah. And they couldn't tolerate that, because the mlechas have become sannyasis. They couldn't tolerate that either, yeah. They were not, but of course, you know, if you read Srila Prabhupada's Dhammita, the Lord Chaitanya extended Srila Prabhupada's influence so nicely over India that they still had their, you know, these smarter brahmanas, they still had their thoughts, their negative thoughts, but it did not stop the movement from spreading. And it is still spreading. So that's Lord Chaitanya's movement, and it will keep going on. Srila Prabhupada said that we cannot be, ISKCON cannot be destroyed externally from outside. But internally, if we bring our, you know, negative thoughts and negative arguments internally, then we can actually harm the society. But that's why the society keeps such vigilance on everybody. Any situation that happens, it would be investigated. And it doesn't matter what position you are, from sannyasis all the way down. Prabhupada disciples all the way down to those who just joined. Everybody gets investigated. And the whole idea, there's no point to be fearful about anything, but the society has to be made clean. Hare Krishna, Goresh to Guru and Goranga. Anyone else? Hare Krishna. Jai. When you come across somebody that is very critical and saying negative things, yeah, all right. And that happens quite a bit. That happens quite a bit. I'll talk about two situations at Giranagri. When Anasuya and I first came to Giranagri to visit, and we were thinking about moving, but we came to visit with Maryland. And one Prabhupada disciple sat us down just her and the two of us, and all the negative things that could be said about Gideon Agri came from her, came from her mouth. And I was very shocked. In her mind, she was just warning us that, okay, well, you've come to see the Gideon Agri Dam, and you're thinking of coming, but here are all the things to be careful about. But in saying that, be careful about that, he was just pouring one negative thing after another. We didn't say anything in response, but we were very shocked that a person who is actually helping, doing devotional service, would say that. But at that time, what we thought of was that she had given up because it was such few devotees. So few, you know, devotees there handling the whole 355-acre farm. So she had just lost hope. So we looked at her as somebody who isn't a bad person per se, but she had lost confidence in the Supreme Personality of God. It lost confidence in the deity. In other words, she's a senior, she's a Prabhupada disciple, so we didn't disrespect her, but we gave an excuse to ourselves after we heard that for her, you know, warnings. She called it warnings, but they were negative things. And I said, maybe she's just so frustrated herself. And so we're not surprised to hear that. But we won't take that seriously either. I mean, as you know, we turned out, we went to Gideon Agri anyway, to live there, and lived there for 21 years, even though we heard all that stuff that was said about Gideon Agri. A second situation, I was in the post office in town, Port Royal town, living in Gideon Agri. Again, a senior devotee came to me. We met at the post office. And buying stamps and stuff, and she started, and he started talking. This is Prabhu. And also he said so many things about how devotees were trying to ruin his name. And he was mentioning people by name to me. It was very disturbing to me. They've done this, they've accused me of it. You can't believe the things that they've said because it's not true. He's telling me it's not true, but they are propagating it and it's going around the community like he's done something, those kind of things. It's even difficult for me to even say what they, even though I still remember the accusations. But at the same time, the people that he was mentioning that were doing that, according to him, were people I respected. So, what to do? Again, he's senior, I heard him out, but now I said something. And what came to mind as I was praying the whole time he was speaking, I was praying about how to respond. I started talking about some things that were positive from those same people that he said were criticizing him badly. How much service did they put into Gideon Agri? How much, and then little things that he began to agree with some of those. Okay. So basically in my mind I'm saying it's not all bad, even if it was true. Okay. So I started countering by, after praying to my Guru Maharaj, with positive things from them. And then I ended up, if you know it's not true, basically, if you know that these things are not true, and I believe you that it's not true, because I can't even see you do that, then Krishna is aware of everything that happens. And he will have the last word in everything that happens. It would unfold the way Krishna wants. In other words, I told him, yes, some things are going around according to what you've said, but the final truth will come out. If those people are saying things that are negative, they will be affected. And if you keep your chin straight, this head above water, and behave in a wonderful, more the goodness way and keep your sadhana going, people will see for themselves. And after a while, they probably will not believe those things anyway. So that was the way in which, you know, after praying, it came to me, you can say positive things about, if it's a person that's saying, being talked about in a negative way, you can slowly begin to inject positivity about that person also. This is not my advice. This is from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, who a disciple of his approached and was criticizing another disciple to Maharaj, to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami heard it, heard all the complaints. And when this devotee was finished, then Maharaj asked him, "Is there anything positive about this particular devotee that you're criticizing?" And so this person thought about it and then said, "Yes, he plays mridanga very nicely." That was the response. "He plays mridanga very nicely." Maharaj said, "Why didn't you say that in the beginning?" So basically, but see, that's guru. Because guru was instructing his disciple, you don't say negative things about people. So that's how he came, you know. But that's where I picked up the whole thing, is that you can begin to inject positive things too. When they say negative, inject positive things. Or the easiest one, one of the easiest way, if you can come up with a good excuse to leave the area, please do that. I've had people come to be in the middle of Kirtan and doing some things, and then they start talking about all negative things. I remember very much in the Mechanicsburg fire hall, we rented a place for an occasion. This devotee came out to me talking like this, talking that, all of them criticism. Then I said, "I do have to get some things done." And I don't remember exactly what I told him, but it was service that was actually important. And it was service that it was true. I wasn't just coming up with an excuse. But it felt as much, I want to get away from this person. And true enough, as soon as I said that, then a thought came. "Tell him that you have such to do. We'll talk later." Okay, and that's exactly what I did, and got away from him. I didn't want to hear it. Hare Krishna. You can avoid negative situations. You certainly can avoid negative situations by physically, keeping a distance from somebody who is prone to criticism. Every time you're talking about this, and that, you can keep an arm's length, because then you don't have to hear it. But you pray for their welfare also, so they can get away from doing that. Hare Krishna. Thank you for adding to it. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Any other comments, takeaways, questions? You can unmute yourself. We're past the hour, but if you feel inclined, you can speak. Hare Krishna, except my voice, Srila Prabhupada. Nice to hear from you. One of the things you can say, and find a nice way to say this, I'll just tell you like it is, because it's a quote from Srila Prabhupada. And the temperament, the mood of these particular devotees, so you can make it to pray first to Guru Maharaj, and then make this statement that you have heard that Srila Prabhupada, I've heard that Srila Prabhupada said that a person who cleans the temple and even cleans the bathroom for the temple, that service is as good as the service by the pujari. Now, you're not correcting that person now. Just say that's what you were told. You can put it like that. That's what you're told. Even though you're telling that person. You've been told, Srila Prabhupada said that all the services are at that level. The menial as well as the one that's deemed, popular or important, or you're out there, everybody sees you doing it. They are all important, and it is true. The truth is, this is all service to God, service to the Lord's temple, and it is looked at that way. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj also talked about that. It is looked at that way. All of the service, you get spiritual credits, the same spiritual credits, like somebody who is doing something that is regarded as quote unquote higher, because, and it is true, there's some activities that second initiates do that first initiates cannot do, so that's there. Then there's particular mantras that you learn, but it doesn't make the second initiate a better devotee. For the second initiate that's doing that type of job does not have a right to criticize somebody who's doing something that's menial. So yes, you are in your right state of mind to see that as a problem, criticizing someone who's doing menial. But your response to it could be, Srila Prabhupada has said that the transcendental system looks at it the same way, whether it's menial or whether it's, you know, a special type of service. Because we are all being trained. That's all. And therefore, there's no difference. Just say Srila Prabhupada said that. Yeah. But use Srila Prabhupada's name. You should use Srila Prabhupada's name so that it doesn't become, yeah, it's important. Srila Prabhupada described the Matajis as pure devotees. Okay. I've actually read that before. Thank you, you brought it up. This was recorded. So many things, you know, had been transcribed. And I remember, I wasn't even reading. It was Srila Prabhupada's, remembering Srila Prabhupada videos. One of them said, yeah, long time. I don't know which Prabhupada disciple made that comment. I'm glad you brought it up again. Yeah, good. So you just put it out there so that he'll think about it. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Okay. Thank you, devotees, for coming on. This is 2024, the year of hearing and chanting. Take chanting very seriously. Oh, one more point, that Srila Prabhupada has said that Lord Chaitanya is giving so much mercy now. And that mercy can in fact elevate every devotee to love Krishna to the extent that the gopis in Vrindavan love Krishna. And that's a whole lecture in itself, the different levels of love and what happens there. But that's the opportunity that's there. So we all should be hungry to connect and pray hard and chant attentively so that we can connect with this love. The highest love ever given to Krishna is by the gopis of Vrindavan. And that is the love that Lord Chaitanya has opened for us. So our Hare Krishna Maha Mantras to be a serious affair of focus and attention. Jai. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sannidhye eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, devotees. Have a wonderful day and weekend. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Krishna. Hare Krishna.